Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here we are in Soho. Yet again.
Musical theatre running through your blood,
yeah,
isn't it?
I have. Well, that's where I am, yeah. Theatre land.
You went to the School of Good Times, didn't you?
I did. I walked down Carnaby Street this morning on my way here.
Yeah.
Very, very...
Very pedestrianised, maybe, you could say that.
When you walk down Carnaby Street, you never know what you'll see. A human mermaid in a rubber bra or a man with leprosy. It's two of the things I saw on Carnaby Street.
Who sang that song? Was it Marmalade?
I did. I made it up when I was walking down Carnaby Street.
Hey, I've just had a very unusual incident. I look out for unusual incidents.
Well, yeah. Uh-huh. What happened?
I tell you, I once trapped my finger between two saucepans.
No.
When I was putting them away.
I don't know why you haven't told me that.
That's an unusual incident, yeah. Isn't it? And someone tweeted me that said they'd suffered an unusual incident. They trapped their hand in the slot of a toaster.
Oh,
just
God.
As they were walking past it. So that's an unusual incident.
It's an unusual incident. Perhaps the listeners could tweet in with their unusual incidents.
Well, here's my
regular feature.
Here's mine. As you know, I just went to the toilet in these facilities.
Yes.
Yeah? And it was a sit-down.
Right. And you were very quick.
As I got up from the toilet, I banged my head on the sink.
What angle did you get up at?
So that's unusual, isn't it?
Were you in like Eddie the Eagle Edwards kind of ski jump position when you jumped forward?
I was unthinking like you are on the toilet. Just got up.
I'm going to have to go and have a look in a minute and check out the geography of this toilet area.
Well, I'll give it a couple of days now. I'll offer you one name, Andrew.
Right.
It's Dougie Brisket. He's got massive hands, head the size of a peach, and two hearts. His Alsatian, Gareth, has terrible monge. Monge. It's up to you, or you can be Ronnie Hot Dogs.
No, I'll have that.
You'll have that.
I'm happy with that.
Nice to see you, Dougie Brisket.
Thank you very much. You've got a couple of choices of name as well. You can be the former cinema.
Yeah.
Reckons he used to be a cinema and he's planning to become a Wetherspoons. Probably a liar. Or you can be Chunky Raymond. He injects goose fat into all the right places in order to make himself become a cube. He was awarded King Kong of Stockton 5 times in the last 6 years. Only missed out on one occasion when he was in prison for being a massive baddie.
For being a massive baddie.
Being a massive baddie.
I'm going to be Honky Tonk.
Or you can be Tonk McHonk.
Well, you brought that in late, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's a fucking injury time. Have you enjoyed your football this week, just briefly ask?
It's been crazy, hasn't it?
It's been good, so much fun,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now the dust has settled, I was so pleased for both teams, genuinely.
Yeah.
All four teams, really.
Yeah, because...
But now the dust has settled, I'm not that interested
in the
finals. No, I
couldn't
give a shit,
because it's just Sunday afternoon Sky Sports, isn't it?
It's a shame, isn't it?
Those Spurs, fuck, don't care.
Well, there you go.
They should have them both at Wembley.
Do you want a quiz, Andrew? You don't have to.
Yeah, go on.
I'm taking you to a budget sports outlet. I thought this would suit you better, you know. You know what I mean?
Tracksuit outlet.
Exactly. One of those, right? It's called Carp Boing Quack Quack Oops Hockey Peanuts Tennis Parp Boing Give Me Just a Little More Time Boxing Thwack Crunch. Oh, yeah. Budget sports outlet, 4 items of sports equipment. Can you, I'm not going to say grade them, but that makes me sound like a sandpaper person.
That'll be a good quiz, sandpaper. Can you do that for us next week?
Do you know what? We'll go DIY. No, we'll go hardware shop next week, okay. All right?
What, like nails and tacks and that?
Scrubbing brush.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Good.
11-foot carp rod. Hockey stick.
Fucking hell.
Tennis racket. boxing glove. Cheapest.
Boxing glove, singular.
Gloves.
Gloves.
Yeah, cheapest adult version.
I'll just have one, mate. So, I'll only need one. I'm going to knock him out straight away. Cheapest is...
11-foot car prod, hockey stick, tennis racket, boxing glove.
Cheapest is tennis racket, then boxing glove, then carp rod, and the most expensive is the hockey stick.
Andrew, maybe it's time that we switched roles in this quiz. Do you understand me?
Oh, I done really badly again.
Well, the most expensive is the tennis racket.
Oh,
£16.
Man. What?
Second, hockey stick, $14.99. Then the 11-foot car prod at $11.99. Boxing glove, $8.99.
Are you trying to tell me the cheapest tennis racket you can get is £16?
Yeah, adult. I promise you.
I use a kid's one, mate.
Yeah, I bet you do, yeah. That's table tennis, Andrew.
When was the last time you cut a golf ball open and had a look at what's inside?
Oh, a long time ago. You're making me miss it now.
I know. Shall we do that the next episode?
You've just played cat boing, quack, quack, oops, hockey, peanuts, tennis, pat boing, give me just a little more time, boxing, thwack, crunch, oh yeah, and you were shit.
As per usual. Hey, talking about the sporting arena, have you noticed anything a bit different about us this week?
You look a bit plumper, if I'm going to be honest.
That's not where I was driving at. Like, I've been at the gym a bit.
Have you?
A few times.
Yeah, well, it's the wrong sort of gym.
Lost a little bit of weight and maybe toned up a little bit. You don't think I have?
Nope.
I've been on the quadricizer.
Don't know what that is.
Been on the push me, pull me.
All right, that doesn't work then.
20 minutes on that, no. So I'm on that and then, you know, I'm giving it 6 now on the push me, pull me.
Yeah.
And I hear this voice. Seeing you.
Oh, Jeremy Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn's in the gym, yeah.
Seeing you there, I think you're Hercules, don't you? On your push me, pull me.
He's got dumbbells in each hand.
Yeah.
He's got a massive army backpack on his back.
Whoa.
He's wearing, like, white socks, sports socks right up to the knees, and sliders, are they called?
Yeah, the nice shoes.
Like
shoe.
Them... What
training shoes, I don't know what you want
like
to say. Yachting shoes?
Like flip-flops.
Oh, flip-flops.
Sliders, they call them. Okay. All the players wear them and that. So I says, what's in your backpack there, Jeremy?
Rocks! British rocks!
Oh.
All right, then. This is what you're working out with that on your back for. And he says,
because I can! You appalling little bellwiff.
Ooh.
Fighting talk. So he says to us,
how many kettle squits can you do on the Alfred Lord Tennyson?
And he's pointing over to the corner. And yeah. There's not even a machine there.
Right.
So I don't know what he's on about. I don't know what an
Alfred Lord Tennyson is.
I'm confused, like, so I don't want to say too high a number.
Yeah.
In case, you know, I've made myself look like an idiot in front of Jeremy Corbyn. That's the last thing I want. So I just says, 2.
Mm.
He says,
ask me my best one. Go on, ask me my best kettle squits.
Right.
All right then, Jeremy, what's your best ever kettle squits? He says,
433, standard and reverse.
Wow.
I still have not got a clue what he's on about, but he's very... vociferous,
yeah.
I guess, about what he's saying to me. So I says, are you training here on your own today then, Jeremy?
He says, no, Billy Bragg's here. He's gone for a sauna.
Right.
I says, oh, nice. He hasn't gone for a shit then.
He says, no, what he does in there is his own business.
And then he picked up a telephone directory and he started trying to rip it in half.
Did he?
I'd wandered off. I was a bit embarrassed. I wandered off, got myself a curly whirly out of the machine.
So British rocks, though?
British rocks.
Yeah.
While he's working out.
Good heavy rocker, British rock,
on
isn't
the Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Yeah.
You're into British rock, aren't you?
British.
Saxon and that.
Free Saxon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Midwife.
Deep Purple.
Clonker.
You could have had this episode 3 days earlier if you'd subscribed to Club Parsnips and it wouldn't have any adverts in it. It's only £2 a month plus VAT and you get every episode of Mince 3 days before non-subscribers with all the adverts took out. At least one exclusive episode of our Athletico Parsnips spin-off podcast, a Ben Picks animation, a compilation episode each month and advance notice and early bird tickets for any future live shows we may or may not do. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
And here's some little bits that you're missing from the latest Athletico Parsnips episode.
Kick. Eat pie. Shit.
Don't fuck about Adrian. Just chose one.
You need to get tetanus injection because he's a biter.
Watching the telly like a dog.
You're fucking known like you're going to be in a good time.
if you want to subscribe, go to patreon.com/athleticomince. And for more information, athleticomince.com/parsnips.
So, Peter has been in touch, Mr. Beardsley.
Pete Beardsley.
Yeah, he sent me one of his, I suppose you call it,
tips.
Audio blog or something.
All right, let's have a listen to that, shall we?
All right, Bob. So, I think the time has come that I talk to you about boiling the bag cod with parsley sauce. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's a chunk of cod meat about the size of a pack of cards, sealed in a plastic pouch containing a buttery sauce with lots of lovely bits of choppy chopped up parsley in it. You pop it in boiling water for 8 minutes and it's ready to plate up. So there you are. I'm glad we've got that out of the way at last. Well, it's been a funny old week, you know. On Tuesday, I went to my favourite bus stop, like, you know, to have a good old stare at the estate agents opposite. Well, after a couple of minutes, I was joined by another fella, like, about my age, nice puffer jacket. A hint of rock and roll haircut, you know, like you often used to see on a bus conductor. Anyway, after a bit, he says,
"Oh, you're that Peter Beardsley, aren't you? What are you doing here?"
And I'm having a good old stare at the estate agents, you know, watching comings and goings, you know. What about you?
I'm having a stare at the mini market 2 doors down.
Oh, I never thought of staring at that, like. Is it a decent stare, you know?
Oh, yeah, sweet as. Plenty of footfall, and if you're lucky, someone might come out, then go back in, because they've forgotten an item, e.g., household bleach.
Well, I never thought of staring at the mini market. Do you mind if I give it a go?
No, be my guest, mate.
Well, it turned out to be a tremendous stare. I even got to see a bloke come out who had overloaded his carrier bag and it bust onto the pavement. We both made a note of what he had bought. Pack of rye eater, dark rye. 2 tins of pea and ham soup, Heinz. 4 bananas, Fifes. Bottle Ribena. Pack of headaches. And 3 balls of bird's pecking fat, you know, netted. Pack of household matches. And, well, we both agreed it was probably the Ribena that had tipped the bag over its capacity. Anyway, like, after a couple of hours, I noticed he'd started fiddling with himself. I said my farewells, like, and went back home to the wife. It had been a lovely session. So the next day, I'm in the kitchen counting out 8 eggs and 112 marifats for an early evening pea omelette for the wife when she shouts out at me,
"Get through here, you creepy little bastard!"
So I rush through the telly room and she has frozen a local news item on the screen. "What is it, my darling?"
"Is that you on fucking TV? There, next to that good-looking fella, making him look shit."
So I ask her to play it on, and I can tell it's me, like, and that bloke from the bus stop. Turns out he was an armed robber, and he was casing the joint. He robbed it last night, and police are putting the pitch out, you know, with me as his accomplice. Well, that's the last thing I need, you know. I won't have to trouble with a foreign lad, you know. Love, all I was doing was having a stare and a bit of chit-chat, you know. I don't even know the bloke. The picture is pretty grainy, love. I don't think you can tell it's me, like.
Can't tell it's you. Who else in fucking Newcastle has got a haircut like a fucking hairy Stonehenge? I've told you to stop hanging around fucking bus stops. Someone's bound to have seen you. You're too fucking spooky to forget. Get down to fucking cop shop and explain yourself.
Well, I get the cop shop and the robber fella is already there, handcuffed, like, on the bench. I tell the sergeant my story, but he stops me and says that I've viewed all the CVC footage for the last month and realised that I go there most days to stare at stuff and I'm free to go and all that and everything. When I get home, the wife is straight on me.
I want you to fucking promise that you will stop hanging around fucking bus shelters, you dozy fucking clown!
I promise, love. Is it okay if I hang around the retail park or on low walls or sit in my car at the garden centre?
Yes, that's fucking fine. Now, where's my fucking evening omelette, you gloomy faced satchel of fucking shit?
He's just coming, love. So, like I say, a funny old week, you know. Anyway, couple of jokes, like, you know, from the old joke book. Just the old jokes, like, you know. Can you make me breakfast in bed, asked the wife. No, sorry, love, I'll have to go to the kitchen. The police came round last night and told me my dogs were chasing people on bikes. Not sure, I said, my dogs don't need nap bikes. So I saw someone waving today, you know, and I didn't know whether it was me though waving at her or someone else. In other news, I was sacked from my lifeguard job.
Sorry, I've gobbed.
Oh, anyway, that's our best here. Goodbye, Bob Saws. See you, Bob. One Peter Beattie. There's only one Peter Beattie. See you, Bob.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, pecking fat, eh?
Yeah, but it's pecking fat.
Netted.
Oh, you had a problem with that, didn't you?
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe it. I've got fat balls nailed to the wall in like one of them cylindrical cages. Something keeps pulling it off. And then just eating all the fat balls when they're on the ground. I've had to get like a metal stand.
Yeah.
So I've got my peanuts hanging on it, I've got my fat balls hanging on it, and I've got some seeds as well. And a bird bath.
And have they remained unchallenged with that arrangement?
They're still hanging, but there's this wood pigeon that hangs around and just helps himself to everything. He sits on the bird bath so that he can get stuck into the seeds.
Yeah.
And then he just shits in the bird bath.
And does he
spill out? He acts like a man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And is he spilling stuff all the time? You know, is he getting the seeds and spill them
all
on the floor?
No, he's quite accurate.
He's quite tidy.
He generally eats it.
Has he got
himself.
A knife and fork, has he?
No, I've not seen one.
Seen out decent?
You know what? I haven't watched anything other than football this last couple of weeks because it's so good at the minute.
It is, though,
so
isn't
I haven't really got anything.
I heard Mansfield were very good last night in the playoffs.
I don't know anything about that. I'm trying not to think about the playoffs.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know British Managers Club met up this week?
I can imagine they will have done, yeah.
Yeah. When I was at Rules Restaurant, luckily, because it was, and I was lucky, because it was their end of season awards ceremony.
Will you ever take me to Rules Restaurant?
No. Right. I don't suppose they'd let you in.
Well, why?
Just because you look, you know, like, it doesn't actually say no Northerners, but you know what I mean? I get away with that. I say, oh, hello.
Are you put a lot on, do you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, fair enough.
They say, you're not Northern, are you, Sam? I say, absolutely no.
Oh, how dare you suggest such a thing?
So, Big Sam's there, Pardew, Poulis, Moyes, Hughes, Warnock, they're all there.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get the booth next to him, and this is how it went. Yeah. Big Sam, order, order. Another great season. So first up, I propose a toast to all the gullible chairmen and CEOs that have made this a bumper year. And they all sing, money, 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 and lick the lunch club badges that they have on their lapels. So we have three awards to present today. First up is the Lunch Club Lifetime Achievement Award. It's a beautiful trophy depicting a briefcase full of cash on the back seat of a Merc outside a decaying stadium, given in recognition of truly outstanding and consistent destruction of clubs by a British manager. Well, he's fled, then he's bled. The chairman at QPR, Stoke and Southampton and Fulham, in an incredible 8 years, netting himself £18 million. And they all say, join in with me, Andy, money, 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 and lick their club badges. It's Mr. Mark Hughes. Well, I don't know what to say, really, innit? My mum just seems to come second nature to me, don't it? Buy shit, pick shit, play shit. You know, don't give a shit, then shit happens. Rinse and repeat. Thank you for the award, and it's actually the only thing I've ever won as a manager. What a lovely speech. Like Adele or James Blunt at the best. Now, the next award is the Lingering Death Award, sponsored by our friends at Weedol. It's a lovely trophy depicting a constrictor snake wrapped around the neck of some hapless fucking chairman. This is awarded for an especially slow and drawn-out destruction of a club combined with a ferocious desire to never forgo a bumper payout. Money, 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 and lick their lapels. So, for his stubborn, an extended strangulation of Middlesbrough Football Club, it's Mr. Tony Poulis. Well, what's Tony Poulis?
He's like this, isn't he? Bristol.
Bristol. Well, it's the third time I've won this award, and like Mark, it's the only thing I've ever won as a manager, so of course it makes me very proud. I'm known, of course, as Pepper Pot Poulis, because I like to grind the players and fans and the club into submission. It's slow, it's painful, and of course it's lucrative. Money, 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 money. With their badges. And of course, a big thanks to our sponsors, Weedol, the only systematic toxin that kills its target right down to the roots. What a lovely speech, says Sam. Like Barbara Dixon or Michael Ball at their very best. So, on to the final award. The Destroy and Exit British Manager of the Year. It's a beautiful trophy depicting a chairman with his pants down by his ankles and a corner flag up his arse. Sponsored this year by Tenermen Personal Leakage Pads, this year's winner, it had to be Mr. Steve McLaren.
Well, I don't know what to say, really. A big thank you, of course, to Mr. Fernandez for pulling the trigger whilst I was still under contract. A big thank you to the cleaning staff at QPR, whose maintenance routine on the office carpets was the best I've ever experienced. The players, of course, for letting everyone down whilst remaining clean and well-mannered towards the opposition. But most of all, I'd like to thank my bestest ever friend, Casper. He's the most yummy, long, yellow pipe of bubbles, kisses and laughter in the whole world.
David Miles chips in. Yeah, Steve, I think you've got a bit of onion bulgy on your forehead.
No, you silly Rodney DePlonker. That's me hair island.
Well, at that moment, there's a commotion behind us. And Ian Holloway forces his way to the table.
He talks like Pulis.
He's got a mad look in his eyes, blood on his cheeks, and a carton of farm cider in his hand.
Ooh, farm cider.
Here's the thing. That trophy should be mine. That Gert Dollop nicked my job, he did. We could have finished 15th with me at the helm. Let me at him. Sam grabs him by the collar. Ian, lad. Come on, lad, mate. You're bang out of order. Coming in here with your agri cider and mouthing off.
You tell him, Sam. He's acting like a prick in a balloon factory. It's that tractor juice he's drinking. It's bent his mind towards the fruitcake tin.
Well, Ian makes a lunge towards Steve, so Big Sam lays him out flat-like and the staff take him out of the building. Well, says Sam, that was a bit unpleasant. Like a Stormzy song or Lil Wayne at his worst. Oh, look, here comes the peri-peri sparrowhawk. Tuck in, lads, it's been one hell of a year. And that, Andy, is exactly what they
did. Exactly what happened.
Money. So there you go.
What do you reckon, how long Pulis has got? He might have been sacked by the time we put this out. Do you reckon?
I would think that...
his contract's up at the end of the season, isn't it? Is he
I think he's got another year.
Has he?
And I don't think he'll shift until he gets the dosh. So that's a tricky one, isn't it?
That's how it goes, isn't it?
That's how it goes. As you know, I've been listening on the radio to a new show from Martin from Homes Under the Hammer, where he visits famous footballers' homes.
Yeah.
So this week he went to visit Jordan Henderson. Yeah?
Okay.
So I taped it. Martin. Do-do-do. Martin. Do-do. Martin. Do. Martin. Martin. Hello, I'm Martin from Homes Under the Hammer, and today I'm at the home of Jordan Henderson, who plays football for the Liverpool Football Club team. Knock, knock, knock. Oh, Christ! Have I not paid? I'll get you a ladder. When's the gift shop open? You won't catch me in me uni buggy. Are you real a pepper? Might as well be with all the cuts and that. Well, that's an unusual greeting. A bit different, but I like it. This must be the lounge. Tell me a bit about it. Carpets, yeah. Mostly flat. Electric comes out of walls, see-through areas, windows. I don't trust them, Lee, but at least you would see a train coming. I have a chance to get the council in before impact, like rodents, parasites, putty knife for after, like.
I know what you mean, and I like it. That's a rather big TV. Do you like TV? And what they show on the TV when the TV is on, Jordan?
Oh, yeah, it's my favourite, like, different colours, sudden movements, new friends, things you can buy. It's all there, remote control, you know, like how your hair grows, like. Do you like a big pile of lamb shanks in the corner? No one knows why they're there apart from the Pope.
I do like it. It's quite unusual, a little bit different. And this must be your kitchen.
Aye, it's a pound to get in, but I refund that, like. Got a hot box, spinning machine, water guns, flat floor, buzzy noise. I had the heat, like, you know, before I leave it. Oh, I've got a Galaxy Ripple, yum yum, Papa Rumbo, Rumbo, Joe Coconut.
Thank you so much, Jordan. A most unusual house, a little bit different, but one that I really liked. I wish you all the best.
Oh, right, oh, fuck off!
Yeah, so that was Jordan. I like this new show Martin's doing.
It's good. There's definitely potential in it.
Oh,
hello, Guru.
Is dear you? Please do not be all spooked at that.
Just fucking sit up straight, right?
Sorry.
How are your seven chakras today, Robert? Are they all flowing freely and in a positive direction?
Well, I've checked my main ones. They seem fine, yeah.
All seven? I'll take five.
I've checked three. Three
chakras. That's good enough for me. What are your preferred self-improvement texts at the moment? What are you currently reading for intellectual nourishment?
The Reader's Digest. Was there a chips? Help us out, man.
I'm not really reading at the moment, to be honest, no.
Maybe you should be imbibing some medical brochures that will aid you when you're blighted at night in the Waterworks department. Night blight?
Yeah, I do have night blight.
Well,
yeah.
How are things in the realm of your waterworks? Particular attention to the hours of sleep?
I'm probably interrupted twice a night.
Twice a night, yeah. Regular?
Yeah.
Same time every night?
2 o'clock is the first
2 and 4?
2 and 4 is pretty accurate, yeah.
Do you dream about me, Robert?
About we?
Me. Me, the ghoul.
You have been in my chat. I see that as a positive thing.
Don't worry. I'm sure it won't be long till your wife suggests you go off and start sleeping in the bath. And you'll both feel a very huge sense of relief, and you could look forward to a new era of sang-froid and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, well, especially that last bit sounds very hopeful.
I have to go now. I have a very important consultation with my brother. You don't know him.
Okay, well,
maybe just go and get yourself a job in a bureau de change or something, you prick.
Well, as always, thank you very much,
Karen. Guru is retweeting from you. Go in peace and that. Namaste.
Oh, now he's gone?
Namaste.
I can hear him, but... Well, it's lovely to have him, as it were, on my side. Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what Guru's doing it.
Oh, and Andrew, here's the thing.
What?
As you know, I have a spy in the Tottenham camp, keeping an eye on the White Hart Gang. It's not Eric Lamella.
Right. I wasn't going to say it was.
It's not Eric Lamella.
Trippier.
No, all I'm saying is not Eric Lamella.
Danny Rose.
Keeping an eye on the White Hart Gang.
Ericsson.
As you can imagine... It was all going off in the dressing room at half time. They're 2-0 down, looking on the way out. So the players wandered in, sit down, you know, in silence on the benches. Pochettino, Tino, stands in the middle of the room.
Pochettino? That'll do.
And Jesus Perez, his assistant, starts playing the accordion.
Oh.
And Posh strikes up. What the matter, you? What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? Why you play so bad? It's a big disgrace. Get out of this place. Then he goes over to the kettle area, starts making himself a chicken curry flavour pot noodle.
Blimey.
Think he's lost it.
Yeah.
It's too much for him. So at this point, you need a hero, don't you?
Who's going to be the hero?
Harry Kane stands up.
Harry Kane's going to be the hero.
Boss! I haven't done it for ages. Boss, singing holiday songs is not going to dig us out of this.
We need to look deep into ourselves and try and understand our failings. I suspect it goes without saying that I'm in the right fluffery buffery. I'm in half a mind to throw in clean water at all of you.
Debbie chips in.
Harry, I think Mr. Postuccino is hurting. Well, it's you who should be vexed, Debbie. You're wandering around the pitch like a fart in a squash court, which is very upsetting, as we all know you have such lovely long legs, which could be very effective if put to proper use. And you, Kieran Trippier, what's going on with you?
I think I've become shit at football.
You can say that again, Kieran, times five, and put a cream horn on top to boot. And that awful Gravedigger's haircut can't be helping. Put some of Debbie's product on it for the second half. It might give you a Mickey Muck boost. What have you got to say for yourself, Danny Rose? So far as I can tell, you're just huffing and a-puffing like a Hufflepuff monster in a haunted piffling shed.
Danny, well, yeah, you know, I am, you know, running my arse off, you know. At least I'm not, you know, wondering about like Ericsson, you know. He looks like, you know, thinking about his next batch of, you know, nutty shite rather than the match, you know.
Don't you dare have a go at Mr. Christian. He very occasionally has the ability to change the course of a game, and his face is as cute as a mouse licking a chocolate button. And what about you, son thing? I thought you were meant to be shit hot.
I will be faster, hotter, quicker, stronger, I promise, boss.
Fine. Well, can you stop fucking smiling all the time? This is a football match, not a goofing tournament for slow wits. There's only one thing for it. One of you is going to have to rub my magic chin with your nose and transfer some of my exciting abilities into themselves. I will let you choose.
Well, before Harry can say another word, Lucas Moura jumps up, furiously rubs his nose against Harry's magic chin. Harry says,
"We are the White Hearts.
Feel our ferocious heat."
So, Andrew, the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Lucas Moura scores three.
Yeah. And we're all looking forward to a bog-standard Sunday afternoon and Premier League fixture for the Champions League final.
And if you didn't believe in Harry's magic chin, maybe you do now.
Maybe I always did, Bob.
Maybe you always did.
I think the two managers should get together and just, you know, have a pact that they're both going to fucking go for it in this final.
Yeah.
And not be tactical or anything. And, you know, in the spirit of their semi-finals, they should just fucking go at it.
Tottenham, Liverpool.
Hammer and tongs. I hope so.
Do you have a preference?
Not really.
I don't.
Couldn't care less.
Yeah, I wish it were Chelsea playing. And I...
You could someone hit. Before we go, do you want to call me a useless old knacker?
A useless old fucking knacker, Andy.
All right, thanks very much. Right, we'll be back next time.
Next time, see ya.
Ta-da.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.